You've probably dreamt about what it would be like to fly, but paragliders don't need to dream. In paragliding, competitors swoop through the air by virtue of massive sails. Some of the world's best pilots were recently in Sun Valley, Idaho for a World Cup competition, and that's where Sadie Babbitts found out what it takes to become a paraglider.
On top of Bald Mountain near Sun Valley, a pilot runs down the mountainside into the wind. His glider fills with air as his feet gently leave the earth.
It's quite a euphoric moment. The moment your feet leave the ground and gravity goes away from you and you float off. A lot of people think we just jump off into a void, but we don't at all, you know.
British pilot Russell Ogden is addicted to this feeling.
It's the closest we can get to being a bird, you know. And we can fly with the birds and just have that same experience with the birds up in the sky in the thermals.
You've seen hawks, wings outstretched, circling effortlessly in the air. That's exactly what paragliders do. And it's these thermals in a World Cup race that can be the difference between airborne and earthbound. By mid-morning, Ogden and 100 other of the world's best pilots crowd into the ski lodge on top of Bald Mountain. They're here to find out the route for the day, what paragliders call the task.
GPS IT is different to the one.
Yes.
Oh.
The pilots plug in coordinates into their GPS units. The goal is to fly to the town of Arco, some 75 miles away.
Hey, you guys, the launch window opens in 20 minutes.
This is Mike Pfau. He organized the World Cup event.
The conditions seem really nice on launch. Let's get our gear together, let's get to launch, and let's get to flying.
Pfau is an avid paraglider who makes his home in Sun Valley.
I mean, Sun Valley is a world-class flying site. You know, we have big mountainous terrain. The U.S. distance record was set and broke twice off this hill this year.
The U.S. mountain distance record Pfau mentions is nearly 200 miles, set by a local pilot who took off from Bald Mountain, what everyone here calls Baldy. Ogden's route will take him off Baldy, east toward Mindbender. From that ridge, he'll head south to the small community of Peekaboo, onto Blizzard Mountain, and finally land in Arco.
We're going to get our kit ready. I'm kind of half ready.
He follows a steep trail that winds down the side of Baldy past dozens of pilots with their wings laid out on the mountainside.
This is me. This is all my equipment. I have my harness. This is where I sit. I'm using oxygen here because we get very high.
Ogden says he could go as high as 18,000 feet today. He tucks a small electronic device into his harness. This live tracker will let organizers see where he is at all times using the internet.
I've lost many friends to this sport. People injure themselves. And there's a risk of getting a little bit out of your depth when you don't have the skills and the experience to do so. Nothing replaces experience in this game.
Ogden has 15 years of flying experience. He works as a test pilot for a company that makes paragliders, and he won a World Cup event in Turkey a few years ago.
Part of the danger of our sport is that it's too easy. You can learn in a few days. Imagine if surfing was easy, and people who could just stand on a surfboard and surf, no problem, and then they went and surfed in the big waves in Hawaii or somewhere, it'd be carnage. And that's kind of the way paragliding is.
So Ogden takes precautions. He carries oxygen and an emergency water supply should he ditch somewhere in the mountains. Ogden finds an open spot on the mountain for launch.
Launch is center. You're good.
Within seconds, Ogden gets the okay to go. He jogs down the mountain. The wind picks up his wing, and he drifts skyward.
Jeff 2, watch behind you. On your left side.
Ogden joins dozens of pilots, already circling like eagles around the top of Baldy. Sunlight shines through colorful wings. From the ground, the paragliders appear like confetti fluttering down from blue sky. The pilots disappear from sight as the race begins.
We used to go around and take pictures of physical objects as we went to prove that we'd done the course. Now it's all controlled by GPS.
Ulrich Jessup is with the Paragliding World Cup Association. He makes sure that pilots follow the rules. Jessup, who's flown for 20 years, says technology has made paragliding safer than it was back in the 1980s. But it's still dangerous, he says.
We work really hard to try and keep the pilots safe, to avoid flying in dangerous places, and to stop the task if it looks like it's getting dangerous. It's a never-ending struggle, and even so, there's still incidents and accidents.
Not now.
So somebody just tried to take off a Baldy and ended up crashing on the hill. The pilot gets put on a backboard and transported off the mountain as a precaution. Event organizer Mike Pfau says the pilot has a minor back injury.
You know, the two most fragile or the scariest moments of a flight are launch and landing when you're closest to the ground. When I'm at 14,000 feet above the terrain, I'm not worried about anything.
As the day unfolds, the winds get too strong and organizers cancel the task. Two pilots go missing. One is found by midnight. The other, British pilot Guy Anderson, can't be found. His live tracker quit working. Here's fellow pilot Russell Ogden.
Part of the adventure in flying is once you land, it's getting home. You know, it's always an adventure.
More than 100 volunteers search for Ogden's colleague. Anderson is found 48 hours later. He left his glider to walk 2 miles in 2 days through rugged country, all the while suffering from multiple fractures. He's expected to make a full recovery. Meanwhile, Russell Ogden finished Sun Valley's World Cup in 15th place. British pilot Mark Watts won the competition. He can now go on to compete in what's called the Super Final. It's in January in Colombia. For Only a Game, I'm Sadie Babbitt.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Amanda Art, James Trout, Robin Cross, and Frank Morris at KCUR and from the Packers Radio Network. Our intern is Dana Haddock. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, including Sadie Babbitt's paragliding pics, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Russell Ogden, who describes a key paragliding strategy.
It's all about positioning myself basically on top of everybody. That's my aim now, to be the big vulture in the gaggle, to be the daddy vulture.
Is that a paragliding strategy or strategy they're using on Wall Street? I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.